Hey, y'all. We're going to look at Luke chapter 4. This takes place after Jesus has healed or exorcised a man with an unclean spirit in the synagogue. So 4:38. And he arose and left the synagogue and entered Simon's house. Now Simon's mother-in-law was ill with a high fever, and they appealed to him on her behalf. And he stood over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her. And immediately she rose and began to serve them. Now when the sun was setting, all those who had any who were sick with various diseases brought them to him, and he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. And demons also came out of many, crying, "You are the Son of God." But he rebuked them and would not allow them to speak, because they knew that he was the Christ. And when it was day, he departed and went into a desolate place. And the people sought him and came to him, and would have kept him from leaving them. But he said to them, "I must preach the good news of the kingdom of God to the other towns as well, for I was sent for this purpose." And he was preaching in the synagogues of Judea. So again, remember, Jesus has just cast the demon out of a man in the synagogue, and now he goes to Simon's house. Simon hasn't been mentioned yet. Many people think that Luke is a later gospel than Mark, and people knew who Simon was, and so he's mentioned here, but not really technically introduced yet. But at any rate, he crosses his house, crosses to his house. Now, archaeologists have dug up a house across the street from the synagogue from the time of Jesus in Capernaum. It's 30 yards away. And going down all the way to the earliest level, it seems to be the home of a fisherman. And over the top of it was built a very, very early church. So archaeologists are pretty confident that this was Peter's house. So basically, it was right across the street from the church. And they went to have a Sabbath lunch or a Sabbath meal at Peter's house. But as soon as they get there, his mother-in-law is sick. And the way that Jesus heals her is interesting. He stands over her and he rebukes the fever. This is exactly the same word that was used to rebuke the demon. And so Luke wants to compare. He wants us to see Jesus' authority in both situations as similar. Jesus doesn't pray for her to be healed. He rebukes the fever and it leaves her, much like rebuking the demon and the demon leaving the man. And so we get this wonderful pairing of Jesus doing a work, if you want to say it this way, in the sanctuary or in the temple to cleanse the temple, and then going into the home and bringing wholeness and blessing in the home. This is very much what Leviticus was about, the high priest cleansing the temple in the Day of Atonement, and then teaching and bringing holiness and blessing into the homes of Israel. And so Jesus is doing that in a much more vivid way. And it also shows that God wants to work both in the church, but also in our homes, or that discipleship should take place as well in our homes. And of course, her response is the ideal response to Jesus. She is healed, and immediately she gets up and serves. Discipleship should take place where we are forgiven by Jesus. We see what he has done for us, and we say, "I want to be yours. I want to serve you and follow you." And that should turn us into servants of him and servants of other people. Well, that evening, many people come. Now, keep in mind, it was the Sabbath, and when the sun sets, that means the Sabbath is over. Remember, their days were marked by the sunset. And so the day is over, or the Sabbath day is over, therefore people can carry burdens. Therefore, many people come long distances and carry the burdens of sick people to Jesus. And he continues this work of healing and this work of exorcism by laying hands, it says, on every one of them. And again, remember, in the Old Testament, unholiness or uncleanness was communicated by touch. But here with Jesus, wholeness and health and cleanness is communicated by touch. He undoes all of those older patterns. And of course, he won't allow the demons to speak. This reminds me somewhat of Paul when the slave girl with an evil spirit is following him and declaring, "These men are telling you the word of God." He rebukes that spirit. He casts the spirit out of her because the messenger and the message have to go together. And in that case, it didn't. And in this case, demons are not allowed to speak the truth about Jesus. And then we have this last scene, and this is pretty important. It says that Jesus went out to a deserted place. Now, Luke really does spend a lot of time focusing on prayer and Jesus teaching about prayer. So I do think this is a prayer theme. But it's also noteworthy that it says that Jesus went out to a desert place. The idea seems to be, remember, he was tempted in the wilderness. This is a wilderness place. So it should remind us of that wilderness theme all through Scripture. Moses 40 years in the wilderness, Israel's 40 years in the wilderness. The wilderness is a place of battle with the evil one, a place of battle with one's own sinful tendencies. And it's almost as if this place of solitude, this place of testing, this place of training is Jesus' default. We see him defaulting or resolving on a regular basis to that place of training and solitude so that he is prepared to have a clear vision and a clear direction in what he does. And notice that as soon as the people find him, they want him to stay there. And he says, well, listen, I'm clear-headed, and I've spent time with my father, and actually, I can't do that. So, again, I want to underline that I think Luke is teaching us that Christ's life was regularly punctuated by solitude, where he prayed, indeed, where he got clarity on how the Father wanted him to carry out the mission, and where he was able to then be able to resist the temptation to stay. If you compare the response here in Capernaum to the response in Nazareth, they're similar in that they're not in line with what Jesus is ultimately supposed to do. Of course, in Nazareth, they reject him and want to kill him. But in Capernaum, they want to monopolize him. They don't want to share him. And Jesus says, no, I've come to proclaim the kingdom everywhere. And of course, that kingdom is being illustrated in what Jesus does by healing people and by casting out demons. He is on the offensive. It's a war, the kingdom of darkness versus the kingdom of light, Jesus' kingdom. Jesus has won the most significant battle, or a very significant battle, in the wilderness against Satan, and he's continuing to advance on Satan's kingdom. He's a new Joshua who's going through the promised land to retake it in the name of God. So may we follow Jesus, who sought solitude so that his mission was clear and he was able to not only do the Father's will, but do it in a way that was consonant with the Father's heart. Amen.